I regard this as a scandal, really, where the central government, the Department of Marine, who are managing this project, who had provided the vast majority of the funding for the project, just abandoned it in 2011, and in all the years since have said that it's the responsibility of Donegal County Council. Now, they know very well that no local authority across the entire state can afford to fund a capital scheme of this nature on their own, that it is always substantially funded from central exchequer. So it is outrageous that this has been going on all these years, and I'm calling now on this new government to resolve this matter once and for all.
The Department of the Marine say it is the responsibility of Donegal County Council. It seems that there might be a little bit of forward and back, but who does the responsibility lie with?
Well, at the time that the Department of the Marine provided what ended up being almost €9 million of public money, Donegal County Council owned the harbour. It was not under the control of the department. So that argument doesn't stack up. They commenced this very huge investment of public money. They abandoned the project half finished. And you know, remember, this is a breakwater. This is essential for the full development of the potential of Greencastle Harbour to cater for not just the fishing industry, but also the tourism industry. This is key to the economic prosperity of not just the North Inishowen area, but also the Northwest, to have the potential of Greencastle Harbour fully realised. So we've invested over €10 million, maybe €11 million of public money into that project and just left it there. It's literally, you might as well thrown it into the air the way it's been left right now. So this has been a scandal, but there's now an opportunity for this new government to finish this project, to realise the potential of that public money, that huge amount of public money, and also the potential of Greencastle Harbour for all of our people.